Meskwaki powwows and drums. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Harlan Brown. I am the manager of the Brown Otter Singers, Song and Dance Group, located here on the Meskwaki settlement. I was a part of it ever since I started learning how to walk, I guess. Attempts were during the annual celebration of the Meskwaki annual powwow. My grandfathers were singers. My grandmothers, they were dancers. A powwow meant that for our community, it was time to celebrate not only the harvest, which around about early part of fall, but the powwow meant to where it would be a time for all the families to get together. We still have the culture aspects as far as the traditional religious as well as social beliefs. And somehow we celebrate through song and dance during our annual powwow, and that's what you see out there. So for us, a powwow and the term itself, you know, is a time to rejoice in the continuation of life and as well as for future generations to come. As far as the drums itself, you know, which is a integral part of the powwow, the drum is thought of as the heartbeat, you know, of the powwow itself. The drum is used to, you know, for different type of rituals, ceremony, some for healing. It has a sense of spirituality to it. We consider a drum as very sacred. As far as the powwow drum, I guess that's what they call the big drum. You know, a typical drum would probably be maybe 26 inches in circumference. And there are also bigger drums. And all depends on also what region you're from. If you're from the northern, you know, they have a different style constructing a drum, as well as if you go down south, you know, they have a different style also. Northern would be higher pitch, and of course the southern would be more bass, more lower. All in all, when you break it down, there are three types of beat that you do for a Shawnee dance. One's that's kind of a slow beat, and it's kind of a melody, kind of a type of song that goes with that. This kind of a beat. And it kind of tells a story about it. A lot of things. The second part of the Shawnee dance, a quicker pace, kind of goes like a kind of two-step. Kind of goes like that. Like the heartbeat again. So that's the second part of the Shawnee dance. And then towards the end, the third part of the Shawnee dance, you know, it's kind of a more faster pace. And actually, it's a two-part within one particular part. The first part is kind of a fast beat. Then the rest of the songs, you know, it kind of goes, you know, then it goes just a regular beat. Then towards the end, it goes real fast. And they end it. And then that's the third part of Shawnee dance. The pipe dance is kind of when in the beginning, you know, within the four parts, you know, each has two smaller type of beats. The first part is, you know, it's fast, so that, you know, they can shake their rattle that goes, that accompanies the pipe during the pipe dance on. Then, of course, the main part of the burst, the second part, the drumming, is kind of a straight. Then at the very last, it's very, you know, you still have that first part beat, I guess, for the, you know, shake the rattle. Then the last part's real fast. It ends like that. So the reason that we consider that the song accompanies the drum beat, you know, everybody is in unison. In our particular style of music, the Meskwaki style, I guess, we are of the Algonquin, woodland type of singing. And we have a combination in our type of music, you know, we both incorporate the northern and southern, you know, kind of makes it unique. But in a sense, you know, I'm continuing what my grandfathers taught me and showed me. We are a viable community here within the state of Iowa. We are the only federally recognized tribe in the state. We still maintain our culture. We still maintain our beliefs. We hope to continue for generations to come.
Harlan Brown of the Brown Otter Singers Song and Dance Group of the Meskwaki Settlement near Tama. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.